we use goose clips. We talked about telling our audience what they are. Have you noticed that we always start our episodes with something funny that we've captured from the group? We like to call that a goose clip in honor of our very first one, in which Chris gets attacked by a goose. Do you know that we also have goose eggs hidden throughout the episode? Pay close attention for your chance to win some sweet swag. Oh, that's clever. A goose egg instead of an Easter egg? I love it.
Welcome to another episode of the 411. I'm Michelle.
I'm Marcus.
I'm Chris.
I'm Eddie.
And I'm Diana. So this is our What's Up-isode. We wanted to check in with everybody and quickly share the things that are exciting us, wowing us right now. So let's get started. Guys, what's up?
I'm going to start off. This is very minor. It's crazy hot out. It doesn't feel like fall, but the grocery store is telling me that it's fall, and here's why. Pumpkin spice everything, all day, everywhere. Hashtag basic. Let's go.
So I'm going to share the Hall & Oates Call & Oates hotline. If you dial 719-26-OATS, you can get that emergency Hall & Oates you need. If it's Rich Girl, Man Eater, whatever it is, Call & Oates. It's awesome.
Because, yeah, because.
Yeah, shenanigans on Chris's part. He named the only two Hall & Oates songs that he knows. So Eddie and I were big on the Hall & Oates. But yeah, I love that. I love that that's a thing that exists in our world.
Oh man. I am obsessed with all things iPhone right now. As you guys know, brief stint down the Pixel 2 lane. But I'm back to old faithful. So I am zoned in on all things iPhone. The iPhone XS Max, the iPhone XS, the iPhone XR, the new Apple Watches. Completely obsessed.
Okay, so for me right now, I'm obsessively running all the time, prepping for a marathon in November. So I have been really excited about apps that let me share about my runs. So Relive is a cool app that kind of takes your run and gives you creates a tour video of it and adds in any pictures that you took. And then Workout Snap is another one that allows you to take a selfie and then add information about your run. Basically, did your run even happen if you didn't post about it on Facebook? Because I think the answer is no.
Michelle, I've been loving following all of your running posts and stuff. In fact, Michelle and I, on the side, have been talking about reading this book called Let Your Mind Run by Dina Castor. So if anyone is interested in reading this with us, that could be fun.
DG, I love that idea. I was already excited about reading this book with you one-on-one and doing a little mini book club, but we should get the entire 411 viewership involved. So if you want to read this book, tweet us, comment, and you can read it alongside Diana and me.
All right, so I am going to share something that I've been excited about called Universal Yums. You can check it out at universalyums.com. And basically, it's like one of those box of the month clubs that you can sign up for. And every month, you get a box of snack items from a different country. Our box came yesterday, and this month we got to try a bunch of stuff from Thailand. There are a bunch of different like sizes of boxes that you can purchase. We get the smallest one, and honestly, it's a ton of stuff. It's something that my family and I, we like to sit down, we get the box and go through all of it and taste all of the items. And you get a little booklet of all of the different things that the box has in it, and it kind of explains each one, gives you a little history about its popularity in the country and stuff. And then you also get a voting card, which is kind of fun. You can see we filled this one out tonight. The family each gets to vote for what was their favorite treat, what was the the most unusual treat, stuff like that. So in our Thailand box, I'll just show you a couple of the items we got to try. One thing, I thought this was super gross, my husband loved it. It was a grilled seaweed roll, and it was flavored like hot and sour soup, which was interesting. And then there are a couple different like chocolate covered wafer type goodies. This was interesting and really tasty. Broad bean, and all of these things are like opened and eaten, so it's kind of weird, but a broad bean snack that was flavored like Japanese curry. And the winner, my favorite item, well, the kids' favorite item, was a sausage flavored snack food. So it's so fun and a really interesting, affordable way to try out some fun snacks.
Mm-mm. No, I'm glad that you're daring. I'm glad that you and the kids and Diana actually poloed about this earlier today. Her kids were bouncing off the walls. They had so many snacks and they were just loving life, and they were like, I love this. This one was awesome. Dad liked this one. They were going crazy. Like, it did look like a lot of fun, but I am not about the snack life where things taste like 19 things. So, but that's cool. And we'll put that in the comments below, or we'll put it in the description, and we'll link all this stuff so you guys can check it out.
So we've all had a chance to share some of the things that we are getting excited about in our personal life. But our followers follow us, I think, because we all do similar work. So let's talk ed tech. What are some things that are wowing you at work about educational technology? What's up?
So I have a little tip or trick that is sure to make Sarah smile. I don't know if you see what I did there, Marcus, but anyways, so I love this. One of the things my teachers struggle with their kids is entering passwords. And we are an iPad district, and we have crazy usernames and crazy passwords, and we expect kids who can't read to somehow be able to type that in. So for like a kindergarten, first grade teacher, terrible. So here's what you do. You go into the settings on your iPad. You can do this for your iPhone too. And go general, find the keyboard, and there's something called text replacement. And so it's basically autocorrect. And so like if you type in OMG, you can make it say, oh my gosh. But what I've basically done with some of the teachers is we will put in like 20, which is like the graduation year is the first part of the username. And so we make it on the kid's device, when they type in 20, it's gonna autocorrect to their correct username. And the same thing with password. The kid types in PW, and then when they hit the space bar, it's gonna automatically insert their password. And so that is a way for students to easily put their username and password in even kindergartners or first grade. So if you don't have like a single sign-on solution, that is a great way to create some and just make it easier for students. So that's my tip.
That is absolute Apple sorcery right there. That's awesome. That is really cool. That could really change the game for a lot of those K-1 teachers who are, you know, pulling your hair out, trying to get kids logged in, you know, less than an hour. I have two quick ones. Number one, and some of you might have seen this out on Twitter recently, Kurt Schleibaum made one of the greatest Chrome extensions ever. It's called Sir Links-A-Lot, and it is great. And he just recently kind of did an overhaul of the code and improved and cleaned. And so if you are a person who is does a lot of sharing, does a lot of, for example, like needing to force a copy to students, which is a very common thing that a lot of us do, his Chrome extension just puts everything you could possibly need to do with sharing and puts it in one convenient spot right there in your web browser, and it's amazing. So definitely go to the web store and check it out. And I'm going to come back because I got another one.
Something that's not exactly new, but we've been playing around with Google Tour Creator. It's like VR.Google Tour Creator. If you just Google that, you should be able to stumble upon it. Their new 360-degree tour builder. So 360-degree camera, take photos. You can go in and tag hotspots on the photos, add scenes, add narration and music, which is really cool. So as you guys know, I'm in the CT environment. We have kids going out to our house. Our school builds a house every year, two-story house, every 2 years, sorry. First story first year, second story the next, and then they end up selling the house. Our construction trades, and it's kind of a collaborative between that, HVAC, some of our other programs. And we have kids that aren't so technical inclined that can't really use their hands for whatever reason. They broke a leg or something of that nature. And they're actually going in and doing the tour for the house. So took the camera the other day and built some of those tour creator things. Really, really neat, really interesting. I don't do a lot of 360 VR stuff. You would think so because I'm in the video realm, but this was just another avenue to allow those kids to do some really cool collaborative things with that house. And we're going to start making tours for our building and our facilities. Just something that I think had been out for a little while and we've just now kind of stumbled upon it, but really, really cool stuff and just kind of enjoying that platform. So check that out.
Oh, I love Tour Creator. I was just playing with that one with some Butler students, some future teachers, and we were talking about how you can use it, how you can build virtual tours with students. Really powerful tool. I love that one.
One tool that I've been really loving lately isn't necessarily new, but I just came across it recently, and it's absolutely blowing my mind. It's called Insert Learning, and I will just give you their tagline. It allows you to insert instructional content and interactive pieces on top of any website or like a published Google Doc. So you could take something that you find online and very easily add in discussion boards and questions, and kids can annotate. It's awesome. Insert Learning, check it out.
Remember when Chris went to Google and searched for Hall & Oates songs so that he could make a reference? That was fun. It made Sarah smile. But I'm going to chime in here. One last thing, and I'm going to circle back to pumpkin spice lattes. When this time of year comes around, it's when I get in the back of my mind, oh man, it's going to be the holidays soon. I need to start saving money for Christmas. And what I have done the last couple of years, which has been really, really great, is use the app called Stash, S-T-A-S-H. It's an investment app. You just put money in there and then you can pick what stocks you want to invest in, how much you want to invest, if you want it to auto invest, you know, weekly or biweekly. You don't have to know anything about the stock market. You don't need to really know anything at all. You can just invest in things that you like, and how much and exactly the way you want it. And it's really great because it helps you just do exactly that. Stash away a little bit of cash here and there, and then it kind of does motivate you to save, because when you do see that, hey, that $20 I put in on my last check, well, it's up to, you know, $24, $25, $26. And though that may not be a huge deal, it definitely helps you be conscious of putting money away. And I'm really bad at that. So this has been a really great tool for me to save money for the holidays, for vacations, and things like that. So check out Stash.
Marcus, some would say that you're a rich girl.
As always, subscribe on YouTube, like us on Facebook, and engage with us. Share what's going on with you. What are you excited about at work and your personal life? Share that with us on Twitter, on Facebook, wherever you are seeing this podcast. And that's it. That's the 411.